I wish my next guest was going to tell me and us and you something good, but I fear that may not be the case. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm super excited to be joined by my next guest, Jeff Mandel, who is the general counsel of Law Forward, a law firm that I think has been doing absolute God's work on behalf of every Wisconsinite to preserve our access to the ballot box, to protect your vote, and to ensure that Republicans just don't run roughshod over our rights and democratic norms here in the state of Wisconsin. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you so much for having me, Maggie.
Jeff, you and I first got to know each other when I was still back at Milwaukee County. I believe we were deep in COVID and looking down the barrel of some recounts in 2020 and a slew of other election-related issues. And it looks like conservatives are up to it again. According to Democracy Docket, a democratically aligned group that has been tracking election cases, there's upwards of 90. Some would say the numbers are even closer to a few hundred cases that are happening from coast to coast, brought by either the Trump campaign itself or, frankly, surrogates. I'm going to call them bagmen for Donald Trump, challenging all kinds of elements of our very secure, very safe, and very fair voting systems, mostly based on conspiracy theories that they trotted out in 2020 that have absolutely no basis in fact. Jeff, is Law Forward keeping an eye on these? I also just read that one of these sort of odd cases that's actually happening here in Wisconsin is a case that's happening in Thorn Apple, Wisconsin, which admittedly I had never heard of. And the DOJ has basically sued the village of Thorn Apple, Wisconsin, because they voted to ban voting machines, like the machines that you use to cast your vote, and that's going to make it much more difficult for folks to vote. It's going to lead to count irregularities because everybody who has ever had anything to do with elections knows that if you count ballots by hand, you never get the same number twice. But if you count them using a machine and then you triple verify with hand counts, you can generally get the same number replicated, which is a good thing when you're looking at data. But give us a sense of how widespread these attacks on the election processes are and what sort of a threat they pose in your expert opinion, Jeff.
Well, let me start, Maggie, by trying to maybe surprisingly set your mind at ease.
Oh, good.
Let me tell you that this is happening. And I'm not denying that, and we'll talk about that. But fundamentally, what your listeners should know is that we have a very strong election administration system in Wisconsin. And voters here can be confident that their votes are going to count and be counted, and they should absolutely participate. Absentee balloting, of course, by mail and Dropbox is already underway for an election that's only 4 weeks away. There'll be early in-person absentee voting or coming later this month, and there's still time for people to register, including Wisconsin's one of only a handful of states in the country that allows same-day registration on Election Day. There are, as you say, bad actors out there who are trying to interfere with our election system and even more trying to undermine confidence in that system. But because Wisconsin is well set up, because of what you and I went through 4 years ago, the conversations we had, the litigation that we went through, Wisconsin is in better shape than other states. We have, unsurprisingly, we're one of the swing states in the country. Everyone knows this. We have a disproportionate number of those cases that you mentioned before. There are attempts by bad actors, both nationally and here in Wisconsin, to impose conspiracy theories and interfere here in Wisconsin. But overall, I really do believe that voters should be confident. As you say, we at Law Forward and our allies are paying very close attention to these different lawsuits and efforts. We are getting involved in those cases where it is necessary. And we are preparing even for those problems that we don't expect to materialize. So we are in much, much better stead than we were heading into the 2020 election. And I think voters should be confident. I'm happy to talk about Thornapple or other specifics, but I do think the top line here is that everybody should be looking forward to this election and confident that the results will reflect what the people of Wisconsin choose.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment, Jeff. And it's an interesting quandary, if you will, in terms of how I figure out how to talk about this. And I'm so glad that you're here to help me, because on the one hand, as someone who's seen the lies, has seen the conspiracy theories, has seen the GOP make every effort to basically stop people from voting, this is about stopping Democrats from voting and coming up with theories that will disproportionately result in fewer Democrats voting. Like that's the plan here. It's not hard to suss out. So while sounding the alarm bell about that, while at the same time assuring people that, especially you and I, having literally watched this happen, having made these legal arguments in our prior lives, I have incredible confidence in both the people that staff our polling places, our elections officials, and that none of these bogus lawsuits basically has any merit in the end, because there's no evidence. Like, you can say whatever you want to say, but if you don't have any evidence, it's a problem. And we've seen some of the lawyers that engaged in these falsehoods have been severely disciplined and some disbarred. Some of those processes are still going on. Of course, John Eastman in California, Rudy Giuliani, probably the two most famous of that cast of characters. And then, of course, the Kraken lady. But let's start close to home. Tell folks a bit more about what the Thornapple case is about.
Sure. The Thornapple case, as you note, Thornapple is a small town in Rusk County, population just over 700 at the last census, where, as you said, folks there decided that they, infected by conspiracy theories and repeated disinformation for 4 years now, decided that electronic voting machines are really the source of the problem. And so they decided they were going to stop using those machines. They would have people cast ballots solely on paper, and they would count them solely on paper. As you note, every expert and every experiment shows that electronic counting is more accurate and more consistent. If you doubt that about elections, all you need to do is go to the bank. If you take out a lot of money from the bank, or you bring a lot of money to the bank, they count it using a machine, and they do it more than once, and they also sometimes count it by hand, but they trust that machine because the machine gets it right. And to be clear, they don't count it more than once because they think the machine might get it wrong. They count it more than once to make sure that different things aren't sticking together or anything like that. Thornapple decided it wasn't going to use its machines anymore. These machines that, by the way, were paid for by the taxpayers so that we could have better, safer, more consistent, accurate elections here in Wisconsin and around the country. And Thornapple's decision has led to two different consequences. The first, as you mentioned, is a federal lawsuit by the United States Department of Justice that says to the town of Thornapple, you're violating federal law. Voters with disabilities need to have the right to vote privately and have the assistance of machines if they have visual problems where it's difficult for them to see and read a paper ballot, or if they have coordination problems where they can see and read it, but they can't control their hands well enough to fill in a small bubble or something like that. They need the assistance of these machines so that they can vote without relying on another person to help them do so. And the federal court has already stepped in, has issued an order requiring the town of Thornapple to go back to making sure that those machines are available to those voters who need them. The second consequence is that we at Law Forward, on behalf of a local citizen, filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And this one's about the counting of the ballots, because we said under Wisconsin state law, in addition to the federal laws and the state laws about disability voting rights, under Wisconsin state law, when the taxpayers have helped pay for these electronic voting machines, a municipality cannot stop using them for a capricious reason. It can't decide based on a conspiracy theory. If it wants to stop using them, it needs to go to the Elections Commission, explain why, and seek a waiver. And here the town of Thornapple hasn't done that. And so we have a complaint with the Elections Commission asking that the town of Thornapple be compelled to go back to using its voting machines and making sure that every vote is properly counted.
Thanks so much for that explanation. And I just want to point folks to, you can go and Google the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It is a bipartisan commission that is staffed by very good faith public servants. They are here to make sure that every legally cast ballot is counted. It is to preserve your franchise, meaning your vote. That is their sole purpose. There's so much information out there available from the WEC. Jeff, I wanted to ask you, so, and folks, if you're just joining us, my very special guest this half hour is Jeff Mandel. He's the general counsel for Law Forward, who has undertaken extraordinary efforts to help protect and preserve each and every Wisconsinite's legal right to vote. Jeff, where are some sources where people can find out other information about the voting processes if they want to become a poll worker, if they're concerned or they see irregularities or they think somebody's being bullied in a poll or those sorts of things? What are some resources for the folks listening out there?
That's a great question. I mean, the first and most immediate resource for most people is going to be their local clerk's office. As you say, we here in Wisconsin have the most decentralized election administration in the whole country, which means that our elections are run by our friends and our neighbors. They're not run by, you know, some government agency of people who are in a faraway city. And what that means is you can reach out to your election, your local municipal clerk. You can reach out to your county clerk. The Elections Commission, which is at elections.wi.gov, you can reach out to us at lawforward.org if you have any questions or feel that your rights are being violated.
Thanks so much for that. Again, that's Law Forward. We're talking with Jeff Mandel, their general counsel. You can find out more about the Elections Commission at elections.wi.gov. You can Google, hey, I live in Brown County Elections Clerk, and you can call them up. You can go into their offices. One of the reactions that we have seen from many jurisdictions is that a lot of jurisdictions have what I'm going to call embraced radical transparency. Video cameras, live stream feeds. We here in the state of Wisconsin, in the recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties, which again, just those two counties they were interested in counting again, in both Milwaukee and Dane counties, we had cameras everywhere and basically live stream the entire recount live on YouTube. This is becoming more and more prevalent so that people can see the sausage being made, if you will. Jeff, good thing, bad thing? I tend to think it's a great development. Like, go watch it happen because it's actually real boring.
I think that's right. Like so many administrative functions, the counting of votes is not a particularly sexy or exciting process, but it is transparent, and sunlight is the best way to get rid of these and defeat these conspiracy theories, because there's nothing to them. They are completely baseless. And yes, you can be an observer at an election place. You can watch people casting their votes. You can be an observer when votes are being counted. You can be an observer and watch the board of canvass that meets to certify the vote and finalize things. All of this is completely transparent. And as you say, quite a bit of it these days is live streamed, videotaped, and available even if you're not there at the moment.
Folks, that's Jeff Mandel, General Counsel of Law Forward. We're going to take care of a little business on our end. Come back with Jeff. Your questions and comments, always welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me something.